You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
No, look. It means go up to the right, there right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's a shortcut, Dwight. It's like go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's a light there.
The machine knows where it's going.
The machine knows.
This is the light.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's not me.
There's no light here.
This is tech in real life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm all right.
I want to ask you when the last time you discovered something random and wonderful without the help of a friend or an algorithm. So
ooh.
I'm guessing like when you were on Twitter.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
Most of the things I find on the internet come from within the networks I'm part of, but there is a way to use technology to introduce some spontaneity into
our lives.
All right,
roll it out. Set it up for me, buddy.
All right, so there's this app called Derive, and there's
Derive.
It's an urban exploration app, and it's actually one of a number of apps that are kind of like this, and it helps you get lost in your own neighborhood. Here's how it works. The app gives you a task to do in your city or your town, like find a crowd or find a shady spot or something like that. Every 3 minutes, a new card pops up in the app with another task, changing your path and your plan. So it's almost like an app version of Simon Says or something like that.
Layers of irony upon irony. You're using an app to get lost and make it seem like you don't have a smartphone via using your smartphone.
Yes.
So we sent two of our producers in LA, Raghu and Jenny. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
We sent you guys out to test this thing out in LA. I want you to set it up for us.
Well, you kind of sent us to get lost, Lizzie.
Good.
All right, let's hear it.
So the app wants us to find somebody and ask them to document us somehow. I guess they could take a picture of us.
Yeah. Would that count?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go down the escalator.
And then we'll go out towards that way.
I've never been through this tunnel before.
Me neither, actually.
Really?
Yeah. New experience.
Let's ask this later. Hi. Excuse me. Do you have a camera?
Can you take a picture of us?
Me take a picture
Can you
of
take
us?
A picture of us? Can you take a picture of us together?
Hi.
Let's try to find someone not busy.
Hello.
Oh, these people look good. Right up here in front. They look as lost as we do. You know, they could document us by talking about us into a microphone.
Oh, like they could describe us.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. I'm sorry to bother you guys. We work for a radio show and we need someone to describe us, like what we're wearing. Would you mind doing that for us?
You are in black with yellow shoes and he is with black shoes.
Well, that was easy.
All right, shall we go back?
Yes.
I've never really been in this area.
We're lost?
Kind of.
Oh, Raghu.
It's all right. I'll bring up Google Maps.
You guys got lost.
He got lost.
He got very lost.
So Raghu's from L.A.
And I am from L.A.
Yeah, and he didn't think he was going to get lost.
And Jenny, you are not.
I've only been here for 2 weeks, Lizzie.
Do you guys think that it's weird to have an app doing that? Lizzie pointed out the sort of irony of this, but is the app, do you think, a useful device to actually break your regular behavior pattern?
Well, we were talking about that because we always take the same routes to go everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So I think it is really useful to kind of break your habit and get you going down little alleyways and stuff.
Yeah, I think we rely on our phones so much, especially traveling, you know, with Google Maps, with, you know, Apple Maps, with GPS, with things like that. It was a lot of fun, honestly, to just look at your phone and it to say, you know, find the nearest park and document it. Find the nearest person and have them talk about you, you know.
Find a dog.
That was a fun mission because there are no dogs in downtown LA. We found out yesterday, so it was a cool way to interact with the city around you, I thought.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, guys.
Jenny, Raghu, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Lizzie, here's what I think is really extra interesting about this, right, is in our regular behaviors online, this is something that happens. Amazon, Facebook, all of these companies watch our regular behaviors. They try and sell us advertising on those regular behaviors. They kind of reinforce those regular behaviors, right? And I think it's really interesting to have apps that are actually trying to sort of like break you out of that. I mean,
break the controlled algorithmic experience, if you will.
Exactly. Break you from your own behavior, whether it's online or in the real world. And if you have an app that does this, sure, maybe someday it'll deliver you an advertisement for the coffee shop that's near the tunnel that you never went through. But I think it's still kind of interesting to have apps that are actually trying to create this sort of serendipitous experience.
Wait a minute, though. Using an app to do this is still a controlled experience. It's not like you turn the thing off and just decided to take a series of lefts.
I totally agree. It's a device, right? It's not fully chaotic. But, you know, one of the interesting things about this particular app is that it has this function where you can actually create things for other people to do. And that's another sort of level of potential chaos, serendipity, improvisation that I think is really cool.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.